RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listeners, welcome back to our English program over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, Focus, Headline News, and News in Brief. We'll continue our segment with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. And to conclude our program for today, we'll present to you our daily segment, Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian government has to restrict labor invasion of China. The youth play an important role in ASEAN Economic Community, AEC. Indonesia and China to cooperate more to combat drug trafficking. Now the news in detail. Invasion of foreign workers in Indonesia, especially from China, should be restricted. It was because there were still millions of Indonesian people who need decent occupations. Member of Commission 9, House of Representatives DPR, Robert Rowe, in a press release stated that, over the weekend, if President Joko Widodo does not perform it, it means that he ignored the Bung Karno's Tri Sakti concept. Whereas the concept was a part of his promise in his presidential campaign to develop the country. Robert Hope, Manpower Minister Regulation Permenaker No. 16/2015 on procedures for control and use of foreign workers can be implemented. The regulation is useful to tighten the entry of foreign workers to Indonesia. Until the mid of 2015, there were 41,365 foreign workers who got permits using foreign workers, or IMTA, that were issued by the Ministry of Labor. In addition, in Indonesia, the foreign workers now reach 12,837 people. Researcher from Indonesian Islamic University of Yogyakarta, Ruhul Aulia, said productive young generation will play an important role in the ASEAN Economic Community, AEC, 2015. They are going to involve as employees and other market activators. According to Ruhul, the youth who actively finding all information about AEC will have good perception and get ready to face AEC. Therefore, it is important to know how far the readiness of people to face AEC, especially the youth. As quoted by Antara News, Ruhul Aulia said, in Yogyakarta on Sunday, Thailand is one of the government in the region who introduced AEC widely to its society. The information is also delivered at schools as part of curriculum. The National Narcotics Agency, BNN, has announced plans to boost cooperation with China's National Narcotics Control Commission, NNCC, to combat drug trafficking in the region. BNN head Anang Iskandar, escorted by Antara, said on Monday that the cooperative effort would aim to improve the policing of drugs coming out of the world's major drug producer, China, into Indonesia, which had become a hub for international drug distribution. Anang Iskandar added, international drug dealers have targeted Indonesia mainly for the distribution of ecstasy pills and crystal methamphetamine. He said one of the biggest producers of crystal meth is Guangzhou, China. The NNCC reported that 13.7 tons of crystal meth had been produced in China in 2014, with 75% coming from Guangzhou. Apart from being distributed in China, the drug has also been distributed in other countries, including Indonesia. The high demand for foreign manpower in Malaysia leads to a high competition faced by the Indonesian workers in Malaysia prior to the ASEAN Economic Community, AEC, in 2015, which will begin at the end of this year. The Indonesian Embassy in Malaysia supports the Indonesian migrant workers to improvement themselves by following a number of activities prepared by related parties. It was said by the Indonesian ambassador to Malaysia, Herman Prayetno, to RRI on Sunday. He said, in general, the Indonesian migrant workers in Malaysia are ready to compete with other workers in Malaysia. The Indonesian embassy always socializes ASEAN Economic Community 2015 to migrant workers in order to compete in ASEAN level, not just participate, but also to be able to compete with improvement of education and creativity to improve their welfare.
Sampaikan bahwa akhir 2015 itu kita sudah di-announce, di-launching masyarakat ekonomi ASEAN sudah berlaku, sehingga itu artinya apa?
At the end of 2015, the ASEAN Economic Community will come into effect, so that it means that we must prepare ourselves to improve our competence, our abilities, our creativity, so that we are able to compete in the ASEAN level. Not only the natural resources, but also human resources have to be improved. We have to improve education, skills, and creativity so that we can compete with other countries in a positive sense to reach equal welfare.
Bisa bersaing dengan negara-negara lain dalam arti yang positif supaya kita bisa bersama-sama menikmati kesejahteraan.
Meanwhile, Malaysia is one of countries that need Indonesian manpower to face the ASEAN Economic Community by 2015. The Indonesian government also expressed its commitment to improve the human resources. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. A Malaysian Marine officer was arrested on Sunday along with two friends for allegedly possessing marijuana on Sebatik Island, North Kalimantan. Muhammad Mazlan, 31 years old, a member of the Malaysian Marine Department, with his two friends Muhammad Fauzi bin Mantah and Muhammad Azmiruddin, were arrested on Sunday when they arrived at Sebatik Island in a speedboat from Tawau, Malaysia. Local Police Chief Inspector Oman said that they were found to be carrying weed in a sealed package when the police carried out a thorough inspection. Oman said that the police did not know the exact weight of the package because they managed to throw it into the sea. He said, as quoted by TribuneNews.com on Monday. Oman added, the three suspects were also found to be without proper immigration documents. The police plan to bring the three to Nunukan Police Station in North Kalimantan for further questioning on Monday. The Indonesian Students Association in New York City builds a strong network among students, Indonesian citizens, and diaspora. It was aimed at preparing students for work. According to President of Indonesian Students Association in New York, Mira Kartika Irawan, many Indonesian students face obstacles to enter jobs. Such obstacles come from technical obstacles as well as job opportunities for the graduates when they come back home to Indonesia.
Kita ingin fokuskan lebih untuk mempersiapkan mahasiswa ke dunia kerja. Jadi kita ingin membangun networking.
We want to focus on preparing students to work by building networks, as we intend not only to study but to develop ourselves with experiences here in the US. We want to be able to implement our knowledge in Indonesia. The Indonesian Students Association wants to unite the professionals and academicians.
Permias ini organisasi ingin menggabungkan jadi kalangan profesional dengan kalangan dari educational gitu.
As part of preparing students to work professionally, Mira Kartika also mentioned that her party would invite qualified educational leaders from both America and Indonesia to share experiences through various forums. She always intended to invite Indonesian regional leaders to share career opportunities in their regions where the Indonesian students in New York can contribute with. The last item. The Indonesian Students Association in New York is holding Bahasa Indonesia class named AKAR for Indonesian children born in the U.S. With such effort, it is expected that the Indonesian children born in the U.S. know their Indonesian cultural roots. The class is run during weekend for an hour and conduct tests in the end of lessons every semester. According to President of Indonesian Students Association in New York, Mira Kartika Irawan, AKAR was initiated by the association in New York in 2014.
Responnya baik, sehingga penuhnya chapter lain juga mengadopsi.
AKAR is a Bahasa Indonesia class initiated by Indonesian Students Association in New York City as an effort for our Indonesian children born here so that they do not forget their Indonesian roots. We teach them Bahasa Indonesia so that they will be able to speak Bahasa fluently as well. We did it for fun, as we love to teach them Bahasa. Furthermore, Mira Kartika said that she welcomes other Indonesian Students Association from all over the world to adopt such effort and spread it to other Indonesian children born abroad. She stated that her party is ready to share experiences including curriculum model for other Indonesian Students Association which want to hold such Bahasa Indonesia class in their respective countries. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Indonesian government asked to restrict labor invasion of China. The youth play an important role in ASEAN Economic Community, AEC. Indonesia and China to cooperate more to combat drug trafficking. That was the news.
This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with commentary, and today's commentary is on Indonesian dilemma as the world's lung. Indonesia is one of the countries with the largest forest area in the world. With such condition, forest conservation and management is needed for the preservation and balance of natural ecosystems on Earth. Various types of forests in Indonesia have a variety of functions and uses, including for preventing erosion and landslides. As an economic source, forests can be used for industrial purposes or building material. In addition, it also reduces air pollution. Plants are able to absorb carbon dioxide and produce oxygen needed by living things. Of the many benefits that we can take from the forest, there is a problem that almost always comes up when entering the dry season, that is the forest fires. This is one of the greatest and very harmful causes of forest destruction. Repairing the damage from forest fires requires a long time, let alone to return it to its former condition. Indeed, there are some forest fires that occurred due to natural factors, such as the monitoring results of the Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency, or BMKG, in Jambi on Monday, August 17, which detected last surge of significant hotspots spread across the province of Jambi. Government and stakeholders have been working hard to prevent forest fires through intensive coordination and communication. Lack of awareness about the environment and selfishness in using the forest makes a lot of people still open fields by burning the forest. Campers often leave bonfires still smoldering or throw cigarette butts carelessly in the woods. Little things like this can result in disaster. The impact of forest fires often affect Indonesia's neighboring countries. The haze produced can cause various disorders from flight schedules to public health. Small wonder if they protest Indonesia for not being able to control the hot spots and eventually has exported the haze to neighboring countries. The government should have already started to move and act to prevent air pollution from forest fires so it does not affect neighboring countries. The government certainly don't want to be perceived to be indifferent and does not care. Well, that was commentary today on Indonesian dilemma as the world's lung. Brought to you by Voice of Indonesia, I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Welcome back to Today in History, a daily segment of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, which brings back people and events from this day in the past as recorded in history. We start from an event on August 24, 1962, when Indonesian state television, TVRI, broadcast for the first time. Televisi Republik Indonesia, TVRI, is the first state-owned television station in Indonesia, which was firstly broadcast on August 24, 1962. Its premiere program, Broadcasting Live, the ceremony of Indonesia's Independence Day, at the State Palace in Jakarta in the form of black and white screen. Then on August 24, 1962, TVRI broadcasting live the opening ceremony of ASEAN Games 4 at Bung Karno Main Stadium. On October 20, 1963, it was issued a decree number 215/1963 on the establishment of TVRI Foundation under the leadership of the Indonesian President. In Indonesia, every August 24th is celebrated as the Day of National Television. On the same date, August 24th, 1989, Raja Wali Citra Televisi Indonesia, RCTI, the first private television station in Indonesia, was inaugurated. 1 year later, also on August 24th, the second private television Indonesia, Surya Citra Televisi, or SCTV, was inaugurated. The next event on August 24, 2006, International Astronomical Union decides to change status of Pluto into a dwarf planet. Since Pluto founded in 1930 by Clyde Willem Tombaugh, astronomers entered Pluto as a planet in the solar system. In conference which was held on August 24, 2006 in Czechoslovakia, the astronomers who are joined in International Astronomical Union, IAU, decided that Pluto is not categorized planet. It is because its small orbit. The size of Pluto's orbit slightly below the orbit of Neptune. The size of the Pluto is much smaller than the eight other planets in the solar system. And the last event is on August 24, 1941, when Adolf Hitler officially stopped T4 Action, a program of Nazi for the systematic murder of the disabled people. T4 Action was a Nazi official program, took place between 1939 and 1941, and throughout that time, Adolf Hitler had committed murder systematically to 200,000 to 250,000 people with genetic disorders. After 1941, the murder was no longer officially done and not systematic. T4 program developed by Nazi policies regarding racial health, a conviction that the German people must be cleansed from racial unhealthy elements, including people with disabilities. This program became the forerunner of the Holocaust program, or mass destruction against the Jews in the European continent. That was Today in History.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus. Daily news and events.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Focus. For today's edition, it's on Indonesian government's effort in reducing the number of modern slavery. Stay tuned in www.voi.co.id. August the 23rd is celebrated as the International Day for the Remembrance of the Slave Trade and its Abolition. The date is significant because during the night of August 22nd to August 23rd, 1791, on the island of San Dominique, now known as Haiti, an uprising began which set forth events which were a major factor in the abolition of the transatlantic slave trade. This eventually led to the Revolution of Haiti and helped promote the cause of human rights. Through their struggles and desire for dignity and freedom, slaves have contributed to the universality of human rights. However, today's modern slavery, such as human trafficking, forced labor, and illegal labor, began to arise again as the government of some countries cannot provide jobs and a decent living for their people in their own country. In the end, there are many informal workers, such as housemaids, workers on fishing vessels, and others who have to go abroad illegally to seek for a better life. Based on data from Global Slavery Index 2014 released by Walk Free Foundation, an organization that campaigns for anti-modern slavery, Indonesia is ranked 8th of the state with the highest number of victims. Many Indonesians are enslaved in the workplace, both inside and outside the country. Executive Director of Migrant Care Anis Hidayah on Friday said that by 2014, the number of Indonesians who are victims of modern slavery has reached around 780,000. According to Anis, there are several causes of this condition, one of which is the Indonesian government policies that are considered not siding with the workers. Furthermore, Anis explained cases of human trafficking through the placement of migrant workers abroad contributed the largest to the number of modern slavery in Indonesia. Based on the Trafficking in Person Report, or TIF, issued by the government of the United States in July 2015, Indonesia's position has not changed this year from the 8th position last year in the number of citizens who experience trafficking. Meanwhile, on a different occasion, Director for Protection of Indonesian Citizens and Legal Entities of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Lalu Muhammad Iqbal, told RRI World Service in Jakarta on Saturday that there are two ways to remove modern slavery, namely resolving social problems and law enforcement. If we want to solve the problem of human trafficking, we must resolve the root problem, namely we solve social problems first, then uphold the law. No more corruption. It is a common knowledge that many Indonesian people are trafficked abroad. The onset is corruption. Starting from the neighborhood level, which falsify personal data, the age of a 16-year-old was forged to 18 years so that she could have a passport. The corruption circle continued until she arrived in the country of destination. There, the immigration authorities would participate in the corruption. They knew that she was a victim of human trafficking, but she was still allowed to enter the country. Until she returned to her country of origin, thank God if she still survived. Previously, Lalu Muhammad Iqbal had said that the problem of human trafficking is as old as human history. Slavery, exploitation, and trafficking have existed since the first man. Lalu Muhammad Iqbal insisted that every country with considerable poverty and corruption will certainly vulnerable to human trafficking. However, since early 2000, when the Palermo Protocol Convention was passed by the United Nations, the international community finally had a clear agreement that human trafficking is a serious crime. Lalu Muhammad Iqbal himself was involved in the drafting of the Palermo Protocol Convention, which contains three things. The first is the protocol on anti-trafficking in persons, especially women and children. The second protocol is on anti-immigrant smuggling, while the third protocol is on anti-production and smuggling of illegal firearms. Well, that was Focus of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, on Indonesian government's efforts to reduce modern slavery. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, welcome to headline of some national newspapers published on August 24th in Jakarta. Kompas Daily in its headline writes about sources of protein threatened. Production of protein sources, especially animal protein, is threatened due to various problems faced by farm and fishery companies. On the other hand, protein consumption is still far from sufficient and target. The condition has implications for improving the quality of future residents. In Pengalengan District, Bandung Regency, almost all locations of dairy farm close to the house and with limited space. The same condition also occurs in Bogor. Another problem is the trade policy that confusing beef farmers, causing some farmers choose to sell dairy cows. Director General of Animal Husbandry and Animal Health, Ministry of Agriculture, Moldano, stated the main challenges of increasing production of national beef is pursuing an increase of cattle population up to the ideal level from about 14 million to 25 million heads. With a cattle population, Indonesia will be able to supply the needs of cattle each year independently. Media Indonesia Daily writes about the postponement of employment dismissal. Manpower Minister Hanif Dakiri asked entrepreneurs to stop employment dismissal, or PHK, toward their workers. According to the minister, there still many other efforts can be done by the businessmen to handling the weakening economic situation such nowadays. Minister Hanif Dakiri admitted until last week, the ministry received many reports of PHK cases. From the data, according to him, the case of in various industries will continue occur. The government, Minister Hanif added, will try to increase economic performances to bring the domestic industries getting more enthusiastic. Meanwhile, Manpower Ministry has issued short-term programs as the solution to prevent employment dismissal cases, such as by increasing social environment and access improvement of access to employment, as well as providing health facility, education, job training, and entrepreneurship. While Republika Daily in its headline writes thousands of pilgrims are in a waiting list. Until the third day of departure, thousands of pilgrims from a number of embarkations still awaiting of clarity process of their visa. Their departure to the Holy Land is threatened to be postponed. Director General of Hajj and Umrah Organizer Abdul Jamil said the constraint of visa process lies on a new system that began to be implemented by Saudi's government this year. The registration of Hajj beginning this year by using integrated Hajj system called e-Hajj. With the new system, Abdul Jamil admitted there is tardiness of the visa process than the old one. And we conclude today's headline with Sindo newspaper. The Daily writes about controversy of foreign employees. President Joko Widodo's instruction to remove the competency test of Bahasa Indonesia for foreign employees continued to issue controversy. The House of Representatives, DPR, addressed the government since the policy will have a big impact to the state and nations. Chairman of the House Commission 9, Dede Yusuf, said the deletion of the competency test of Bahasa Indonesia for foreigners is actually consulted previously with the House, academicians, and experts. Dede said the Commission 9 today will hold internal meeting to schedule work meeting with Manpower Minister M. Hanif Dakiri. Later, the Commission 9 will ask the reason of deletion of competency tests for foreign employees. Well, listener, that was headline of the national newspapers published today in Jakarta. Thank you for listening.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listener, welcome to News in Brief. Invasion of foreign workers in Indonesia, especially from China, should should be restricted. It was because there were still millions of Indonesian people who need decent occupations. Researcher from Indonesian Islamic University of Yogyakarta, Ruhul Aulia, said productive young generation will play an important role in the ASEAN Economic Community 2015. They are going to involve as employees and other market activators. The National Narcotics Agency, BNN, has announced plans to boost cooperation with China's National Narcotics Control Commission, NNCC, to combat drug trafficking in the region. The high demand for foreign manpower in Malaysia leads to a high competition faced by Indonesian workers in Malaysia prior to the ASEAN Economic Community in 2015, which will begin at the end of this year. Indonesian Embassy in Malaysia support the Indonesian migrant workers to improve men themselves by following a number of activities prepared by related parties. A Malaysian Marine officer was arrested on Sunday along with two friends for allegedly possessing marijuana on Sebatik Island, North Kalimantan. The Indonesian Students Association in New York City built a strong network among students, Indonesian citizens, and diaspora. It was aimed at preparing students for work. According to President of Indonesian Students Association in New York, Mira Kartika, many Indonesian students face obstacles to enter jobs. Such obstacles come from technique as well as job opportunities for the graduates when they come back home to Indonesia. The Indonesian Students Association in New York is holding Bahasa Indonesia class named AKAR for Indonesian children born in the U.S. With such effort, it is expected that the Indonesian children born in the U.S. know their Indonesian culture roots. That was News in Brief.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
We'll continue our segment with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. And to conclude our program for today, we'll present to you our daily segment, Music Corner. That was our program summary for today.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, it is a pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary, arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, let's go to Lombok, West Nusa Tenggara Province. Stay tuned. Listener, marriage is one of the sacred events in human life. For several tribes in Indonesia, this event is celebrated in a series of unique traditional processions. For example, when Sasak people in Lombok, West Nusa Tenggara, holds the wedding ceremony, there is traditional procession called Nyongkolan tradition, in which a pair of bride is paraded together to the bride's house after the marriage ceremony. In Sasak language, nyongkolan comes from a word songkol or sondol, meaning push from back or lead. So, nyongkolan tradition is procession to lead the bride from the bride's groom's house to the bride's house. Nyongkolan is held when the terwene or man and the dare or girl in Sasak tribe is getting married. The time for nyongkolan is decided by the two sides. There are some people who hold the nyongkolan tradition in the same time with the marriage, but there are also some who held it a week after the marriage procession. This tradition is held after zuhur or the midday prayer. Listener, nyongkolan is a local tradition of Sasak people in Lombok, where the bride and the groom are paraded together like a king and a queen to the bride's house. This parade is accompanied and enlivened by traditional music and also Sasak typical art. This event is held so that the local residents know that the bride and groom have become legitimate husband and wife. The parade of the bride is accompanied by the dare or girl and terune or young man, as well as the religious leaders, community leaders or traditional leaders and their relatives who walk around the village. Women who participate in the procession wear lambung clothes or Sasak traditional clothes, kering nine or lombok songket, bun and many other accessories. For the men, they wear black jacket called tegodek nongkek, kering salawak, poto, or weaving long sarong of lombok and also capuk or lombok headband. Most participants usually bring vegetable or fruits which will be shared to the bride's relatives or the neighbors. Listener, nyongkolan tradition for some reason such as distance factor is not held literally. The parade or procession is not from the groom house to the bride's house, but, well, they pretend as if they did it. Arriving at the bride's residence, the bride will perform sungkaman, which is giving a honor to their parents, family and their relatives, just like during the Idul Fitri, to ask for the blessing of the family. It is a sign that their family has blessed them and wished to release their girl to follow her husband. Uniquely, there's a myth which is still believed by the Sasak people related to nyongkolan tradition. It is believed that if this tradition is not held after the marriage procession, the household cannot survive or their descent will bear physical disability. Well then, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today featuring nyongkolan tradition. Meet again tomorrow with another interesting topic. Thank you very much for your attention and sampai jumpa.
Speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello listeners, wherever you are, welcome back to Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which invites you to learn Bahasa Indonesia. Today we feature a topic entitled Membeli Perlengkapan Dapur, which in English means buying kitchen tools. Stay tuned. As usual, I will introduce you to vocabulary and expressions that relate to today's topic of conversation. I'll say the sentence twice slowly, and you can repeat after me. Pulang kantor, which means home office. Pasar, pasar, which means market. Membeli, membeli, which means to buy. Perlengkapan, perlengkapan, which means equipment or tool. Dapur, dapur, which means kitchen. Perbaiki, perbaiki, which means repair. Kompor, kompor, which means stove. Rak piring, which means shelf plate. Oven listrik, which means electrical oven. Penanak nasi listrik, which means rice cooker. Panci, panci, which means pan. Penggorengan, penggorengan, which means frying pan. Mengingatkan, mengingatkan, which means remind. Pergi, pergi, which means go. Bersama, bersama, which means together. Now we give you an example of conversation entitled Membeli Perlengkapan Dapur, or in English means buying kitchen tools. The conversation is between A. Rita and B. Nita at the office. A. Rita, pulang kantor, saya mau ke pasar. Pulang kantor, saya mau ke pasar, which means I want to go to the market after home office. Saya mau membeli perlengkapan dapur. Saya mau membeli perlengkapan dapur, which means I want to buy kitchen tools. Dapur saya sudah selesai diperbaiki. Dapur saya sudah selesai diperbaiki, which means my kitchen has been repaired. B. Nita, kamu mau membeli apa? Kamu mau membeli apa? Which means, what do you want to buy? A. Rita, saya mau membeli kompor. Saya mau membeli kompor, which means, I want to buy stove. Rak piring, rak piring, which means shelf plate. Oven listrik, oven listrik, which means electric oven. Selain itu, saya juga mau membeli panci dan penggorengan. Selain itu, saya juga mau membeli panci dan penggorengan, which means I also want to buy pan and frying pan. B. Nita, jangan lupa membeli juga penanak nasi. Jangan lupa membeli juga penanak nasi, which means do not forget to buy rice cooker. A. Rita, oh iya, terima kasih sudah mengingatkan saya. Oh iya, terima kasih sudah mengingatkan saya, which means alright, thank you for remind me. Nanti kita pergi bersama ya. Nanti kita pergi bersama ya, which means we go together, okay? That was today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Hopefully, it can be useful for those of you who want to learn Bahasa Indonesia. We'll see you again with a different topic. Thanks for your attention. See you and sampai jumpa.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Welcome back to Music Corner, a special segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, both traditional and modern ones. In today's edition, I invite you to enjoy some keroncong songs by Trio TTM. They are Tuti Mariati, Teti Supangat, and Mami Marsudi. Well, listener, let's listen to the song entitled Bengawan Solo by Tuti Mariati of TTM. Happy listening. Listener, Trio TTM, or Tuti Mariati, Teti Supangat, and Mami Marsuri was formed in 2006, as the mission of those three singers is the same, namely to preserve and develop Keroncong music, and there is still a label that is willing to collaborate with them, Gema Nada Pertiwi. With vocal uniqueness of each of its members, they released the first album entitled Swajawara. Their collaboration is unique since in the past, Keroncong was synonymous with solo or duet, but they sing in a trio as in the Keroncong Kemayoran and a hymn entitled Rayuan Pulau Kelapa composed by Indonesia's famous composer Ismail Marzuki. Well, listener, now let's listen to the next song entitled Keroncong Kemayoran by Trio TTM. Here is the song.
Manis indung di saya la 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 la, la oh di tengah-tengah taman melati sana bingung hey. Di sini bingung hey, hey. Sama-sama menahan hati la 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 la, la. Jiwa manis indung di saya la 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 la, la tidaklah puan tidaklah puan kelapa Bali kalau tidak hey. Karena tuan hey, hey. Tidaklah tuan siapa lagi manis indung di saya la 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 la, la oh tidak ditarik tidak ditarik jalan sendiri saya heran sama lelaki tidak dicari datang sendiri la 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 la, la, la oh jiwa manis indung di saya la 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 la, la, la oh jatuh di pengki diambil orang siapa bilang hey. Tidaklah sayang hey, hey. Siang dan malam terbayang-bayang la saya la 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 oh jambulah hijau jatuh di kebun diam diam hey. Sabar dahulu hey, hey. Kalaulah jodoh pasti bertemu la peti hey, hey. Ini keroncong mohon berhenti.
There is one song entitled Putri Solo by Trio TTM featuring Iin Indriani, a Javanese Sinden from Solo, who also won the Radio Star Festival for Keroncong category, but she then had a career in the Mandarin music world in Indonesia and China because of her abilities to sing Mandarin or Chinese songs. Now Iin Indriani began to follow her senior footsteps, Tuti Mariyati, Teti Supangat, and Mamik Marsudi at Keroncong Music. Well, listener, to conclude our musical program for today, let's listen to the last two songs entitled Putri Solo, composed by Sam Sidi, sung by Trio TTM featuring Iin Indriani, and a Keroncong song in Dutch language which was first popularized by Bram Titali, entitled Skoon Ver Van Yo, sung by Teti Supangat. And happy listening. Sampai jumpa. Bye-bye.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz. 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VOI Indonesia.